News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, moving to the final 25 minutes of the show here, let me just tell you, some of you folks are already got your keys in your hand, you're thinking about that go-home traffic, you're wondering how cold it is outside your office or your place of work, and I'm just telling you, on your way home, you may want to grab a bite to eat. Let me just encourage you to think about this. Just Love Coffee Cafe. It's so much more than just a coffee shop, all right? It's so much more. I mean, do they have amazing coffee? Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. But they've got a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu too. I mean, and it's some kind of menu, let me tell you. So, yes, you get a cup of coffee there. Oh, my gosh, they got the best. You know, they got, you know, all the usual gourmet coffees like cappuccinos, mochas, lattes, espressos. And I'm just saying, you can do all that. You can also, they've got the great roasted beans that they can grind for you and make a good cup of black coffee if you like it that way like I do. However, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They've got womlets, which is an omelet with everything in the world in it, including tater tots cooked in a waffle iron. They've got wraps. They've got sandwiches. They've got salads. They've got just tell you what, check them out. Look at their website. It's Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right, listen, I'm moving to the third part of my triple dipper. Before I do that, I will take a call because I see that I've got Line 4's got Kirby from Harvest on it, and I love Kirby's call. So let me just grab that real quick, Copper. Hey, Kirby, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
Yes, sir. I have a quick remark to make. I was not going to mention this one, but it was when I hear you talking about them demanding that we have no emissions. And I'm sure y'all would agree that, you know, any president should be a real leader, lead the people by applying what he says. And since we shouldn't have any emissions, it would only be reasonable to me that the 747s need to be retired, because last time I checked, there's not a battery that you can make that's going to power even one engine of a 747. So that lets the 747s out. Also, I was really provoked when I heard about all these people who are getting sex change operations, you know. They need to read Psalms 139, because God is the one who decided which gender people were going to have, and as a matter of fact, he decided that many, many, many years before they were ever created. He already knew how he wanted to make them, and you know, it's just a general thought problem, because it's not just from, you know, men wanting to be changed into women, it's also from women wanting to be changed into men. So it's kind of crissy cross. It's cross section of people. And you know, it sounds like people just want to criticize everything God does over here. That's what is so unlike this country and its founding.
Well, I do agree. There's a growing, I wonder sometimes, has this always been there? I don't think so. I don't think it has. I think it's become more prevalent because it's become more accepted. But at the same time, yeah, I agree with you. God had a plan, and he had a means by which he brought that plan to bear. And when he made man and woman, he made them man and woman. And that's my position, and I have no problem saying it. But hey, Kirby, thanks for the call, man. And you're right. I don't know of any battery that's going to power 747. You are right. Kirby from Harvest, as always, thank you, my friend, for the call. Yeah, let me move to that next part of the triple dipper. Copper, you good with those clips I gave you a minute ago? Okay, good. All right, so listen, let's do this. I'm going to spend a few minutes, because that's all I got left here. I have more paper and more research than I have time. But it's all right. It's been a good show. Let me do this. Let me go to clip number two. This is General Jack Keane talking about how he feels about what's going on with Putin, and I got plenty of that. So play that, Copper, clip two.
Is the French and the Germans would have to absolutely be on the same page with the Americans. And they have been softer on Russia. After all, it was the Germans that initiated the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. It became so controversial to Europeans and the United States. And Macron in France has also taken softer positions. If they're on the same page with the Americans and they're willing to impose these significant international economic sanctions on Russia, and also willing to put additional troops into NATO countries as a result of an invasion, plus some other things that the United States has put on the table, then Putin may be convinced that this cost is too great. He is seeking an opportunity here, Dana, based on what he sees as weakness. Weakness because of the political and social divisions in Europe and in the United States, and weakness in what he perceives in the White House as a result of the Afghanistan decision. Certainly, he was here in the spring with 70, 80,000 troops. He's back with 110,000 in the fall. And what happened in between? The withdrawal and the debacle of Afghanistan. I think Putin sees opportunity here. We've got to stand up to him. It's our resolve and determination that will be on the table, which Putin will be looking at closely.
Great. And he makes that point so well, as he always does. But listen, he's right. This has got to be a unified response to Putin. And I'm not talking about a full-on military response, all right? What I am saying, though, is there has to be a firm response, at least in the form of extreme sanctions, something that's going to make Putin wake up. Well, here's what's happening right now. There's a variety of things going on around the world. I mean, right now you've got one of the former Soviet republics, which is now known as Kazakhstan, had some major unrest recently. And so Russian troops went there as so-called peacekeeping forces, even though they had shoot-to-kill orders. And I've seen video, by the way, of the gun battles in the streets, and it was significant. So basically, Putin is looking at that as a neighborhood that he does not want to see changed, and he's trying to keep sort of the hegemony of the former Soviet republic all kind of under his thumb. So he's over there on one hand in Kazakhstan suppressing armed rebellion. He's also got 100,000 troops massed on the border of Ukraine. What he does not want is for Ukraine to be declared a NATO ally, because the old rule of NATO is an attack on one is an attack on all. And yet what we're not seeing is a unified response out of our NATO allies in Europe, because they're all afraid to rock the boat. I say all, sort of. So here's, you know, and this article I've got right here just came off of nationalinterest.com. Nationalinterest.com dated 2 days ago, and it says that basically the title of it is, "Will Europe Meet the Ukraine Test?" I don't know, and I say that because here's the deal. The G7 foreign ministers, which is like, you know, all the European power, includes the four European powers, France, Italy, Germany, and the United Kingdom, they all did threaten retaliation if Kremlin orders a military invasion of Ukraine. And right now, can't rule that out. Will Putin invade? Nobody really knows. I'd say right now, if you had to ask the experts, 70% would say he's probably not going to invade. 30% chance he might. 100,000 troops don't just mass on the border for nothing. I mean, did they get dressed up for nothing? I don't know. But they're at least trying to make a presence known. They're trying to show their resolve, trying to show what they will do, and they're trying to intimidate a response. They do not want Ukraine to be a member of NATO. And they are demanding, Russia, as a formal government demand, is demanding that NATO reduce its footprint in Europe. Why? Why would they care? Why do they want NATO? Because they know that they are at odds with NATO. Allies don't do that. Friends don't do that. People who are not threatened don't do that. Russia is doing that. Let that sink in. So all that to say, the Biden administration now is staring across the waters, and they're seeing this right now. Germany is joined at the hip with Russia, because Germany is moving forward on what's known as the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is buying their energy from Russia. And they do not want to sacrifice that deal. Even though some in the German government now are starting to balk a little bit, the reality is the German position right now is to still move forward with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which, by the way, the Biden administration signed off on. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Well, they gave energy export capability to Russia while they cut off our own. That makes no sense to anybody except Biden's administration. But the new government in Germany is also seen by the government in Ukraine as being the reason why NATO is not selling them defensive weapons. They feel like Germany is standing in the way. On top of that, you also have the government in Paris. They kind of oscillate back and forth according to the article between harsh threats and then just pleas for more dialogue. Please, just let's dialogue. Rome, by the way, Italy, is most worried about getting their energy supplies. London, as this article says, has been the most forward-leaning by warning that there will be severe consequences, but has also said clearly, unequivocally, that Britain will not be sending troops to Ukraine. In other words, we're looking at economic, diplomatic issues only, no military intervention. And I don't want military intervention. I'm not asking for it. What I am saying, though, is Putin does not answer to weakness. And like General Keane says, Putin is smelling weakness. On top of that, you've got China continuing to push the limits on what they are doing with Taiwan. You've got, and I'm just looking, I don't even have time to get to them all. You've got Iran sending armed drones, according to Reuters just yesterday, and also warning of death to America again. You've got a drone force that's of unknown origin attacking U.S. troops in Iraq. That's from Task and Purpose dated yesterday. You've got a New Year's speech in which Taiwan's president warns China to stop its military adventurism. That's harsh rhetoric between two opposing forces. And North Korea just fired what it calls its second suspected missile, hypersonic missile, in the last 6 days. That's dated yesterday. I might get into more detail on some of those when we come back. But for right now, just know this. We have a Biden administration that foreign adversaries know they can smell weakness on. It is not a good situation. Not a good situation at all. I'm just a little old local radio show. What could I possibly know? Well, I'll tell you what. I've been downrange a few times. I've worked in the Pentagon. I've had the opportunity to serve in state government. And I can just tell you right now, some things on a macro level are the same as they are on the micro level. We are not in a good position with Russia and China right now. And it's because they smell weakness in the current administration. All right, listen, we'll come back and wrap it all up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, and it's 4:54 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon, January 11th. By the way, the date of today, in case you didn't notice it, is 11122. I kind of like that, 11122. That being said, enough of that. Hey, listen, I know for a fact I'm already going to be covering a couple things tomorrow you're not going to want to miss. Number one, I've already said I'm going to be doing this, and I've already sourced about five stories on it. I'm going to be talking about this attempt by Biden to change the Senate rules and to ram through changes to the election laws that would have a like earth-shattering effect on elections in the United States. So, I'll be talking about that. I mean, who does that? Show me another nation where it's run by somebody who we appreciate as a leader, where they have gone in and changed all the election laws and everybody was like, okay with that. That's great. Thumbs up from the free Western world. We love what you're doing over there, Mr. Dictator. Well, here we are in the United States, and we're looking at Biden trying to do the same thing. Number two, I know I'm going to be talking about is tonight, Governor Ivey will be delivering what's known as the State of the State Address. That's where she's going to talk about things that are on her agenda, her wish list for the legislature, her proposal for the budgets, and her new initiatives as she moves into the final year of this quadrennium. And also, too, I guarantee you there's going to be some red meat in there, things that should be, if you know what I mean, helpful in an election year. Will there be any school choice? Will there be any tax relief or tax refunds? Doubtful. I'm sure what she'll tell you, though, is they're going to spend a lot of your money on things that that they've never had the opportunity before because they've got so much money now, but they're not giving any of it back. So I'm anxious to hear how her State of the State is going to come out and what the response is going to be to that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. All right, now I do have a piece of breaking news, kind of interesting, kind of funny, kind of interesting, kind of ha-ha, kind of wow. So I did not realize this, but, Biden gave his speech today. President Biden gave his speech today in Atlanta. He traveled to Atlanta to speak on election laws and why they have to be changed. It's a threat to our democracy. And by the way, by all rights, what part I saw and some of the commentary I just saw on Fox during the break, apparently it was the yelling, angry speech the entire time. like, wow, get off my grass. Anyway, so that was what we just experienced from the Biden speech. However, interesting piece of this is he went to Atlanta because if you remember, the Democrats have been trying to say, ineffectively, by the way, trying to say that the laws that were passed in Georgia were draconian and they were awful and they limited people's access to the vote. No. Alabama has the same laws and we had record turnout in the last election and everything went fine. However, the interesting piece of that is the chief advocate for elections are stolen by Republicans is Stacey Abrams, who is running for governor in Georgia, who for whatever reason didn't show up for the speech today. Why would that be? Speculation. Well, apparently President Biden was asked by a reporter and it caused him no great angst. He literally, according to this, he literally jumped on the reporter. And I can see a picture of him with his mask down, pointing his finger at the reporter outside the White House as he says he was insulted by the reporter's question. Here's the question. Any thoughts on Stacey Abrams skipping your speech today, sir? Are you insulted she's skipping your speech? I'm insulted you asked the question, Biden said. And then he tried to smile. He said, I spoke to Stacey this morning. We have a great relationship. We got our scheduling mixed up. I talked to her at length. We're all on the same page. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. And what that tells me right there, I mean, think about it. If you were in the same party and the President of the United States was coming, do you think that all comes together so fast you didn't have a chance to clear your schedule? You know, do the laundry the next day maybe? Get your hair done the next day or put off that appointment with a friend for coffee? It's the President of the United States. And Stacey Abrams, the activist on elections, didn't bother showing up. Many believe it's because she's running for governor, and she does not want to be seen in pictures right next to Biden. You can't make this stuff up. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Back tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Copper and I both. Going to be a good day. Phil Williams, we'll see you tomorrow.